Hear me?
Yep.
Thumbs up. Awesome. Great. Okay, that's reassuring. I can use my computer here. And I think it's a new upgrade from our buddy Elon Musk. Thanks, Elon. But yeah, it's much better in my opinion to use your computer for speaking. So it'll help me out. Thanks for coming here. It feels like it's been forever. Feels like it's been forever. So I made a quick YouTube video a couple days ago on SkyIncluded for those curious. I'll share some ideas about that today, and help. Anne's always behind the scenes. We got a little lineup. Of course, we always want to have people here up on stage involved. How you doing today, Paul? How's it going?
Going well, doing pretty good. Just plugging away at a pitch deck actually for Beachfront. And I'm actually thinking, like, maybe after I make a video, just like going over the deck, maybe not even just like use it to go and pitch VCs, but to just have it out there just so people see how I am operating, kind of like building public type of thing.
True,
And
true.
Also, just being that, like, every company on Beachfront, every registrar, they kind of all benefit from the same talking points that I'm giving anyway. So it'll kind of be like a blueprint, maybe, and also just like a way to give people ideas on how to structure their own thing. But yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, building public's also, there's a good and a bad of being public about, as we know, yeah, if you want me to look at any of your stuff, that'd be really cool. I'd give you some feedback, or of course share it publicly. A lot of private people will give you some input too, and I'm excited. Okay, so I'm looking for the agenda, but there was like a poll that we put out, and then people were voting. I think the most, I'm not sure if we have somebody that can answer the question, but the latest for the HNS ID system was one top voted poll that came up with the majority of the votes. Clarity on ordinals names is a second. The happening is the third, and then the fourth is the what is load pipe, which is what I'm working on. We acquired Purse.io, from Andrew Lee and the founders there, which is of course involved with Handshake. So I'd love to share. It's a very big thing. So I'll share that maybe at the end. But does anyone have updates, or somebody here from Namebase to give us some updates about HNSI.id? I know Alex sometimes joins these, but I don't see him in the room. So I mean, I could try my best from what I've been hearing or seeing. Even I'm trying to connect it to this load pipe project, but I think you all are familiar. But those that are not familiar with HNS.id, it's a decentralized domain DID solution using Ethereum but L2 called Optimism. So the gas fees would be much less than Ethereum L1. From what I've understood is, which is also very important in tech is security. So they've been really working hard on making sure smart contracts are audited and everything is secure. AOX or Aaron, is experienced from the ENS domains side and the Ethereum side. So I know he's been very much making sure that everything is aligned and there's no security issues or other kind of bugs. But I'm also, just like many of you, very anxiously awaiting this. But yeah, Paul, do you have anything that you want to share about what you've seen with Namebase and/or HNSID developments over the time?
I actually only like peeked. I peek in the Namebase Discord every now and then, and what I saw yesterday, coincidentally, was that launch is still several months out, but development seems to be pretty steady, ongoing. No major blockers. They're just plugging away at stuff.
Okay. That's always tech because, I don't want to, we were all, still excited. I mean, so excited about it. But yeah, it seems so there's a few more months. Okay. Noted on that. Also, for those with impervious domains, I think Ant's also been helping send reminders to those that we sold at auction, but at Flamingo auction. But, they are renewals. So it's almost 1 year has passed since impervious came out. It was around last July. So if you bought some impervious DIDs or domains on the Ethereum L1, they're renewing now, most likely. They're not lifetime, so you have to log in with your probably MetaMask or any EVM wallet that's supported, and make sure you renew them. I talked to Nodar in his in the impervious Discord because I'm also figuring that out. If you do forget, you have a 90-day grace period, he says. So even if you've forgotten from, like, say, a couple weeks ago, the first round started expiring, I think you still have a couple more months to get in there and renew your names. So definitely, if you're doing that, don't forget and let me know how it goes. It's, something I want to make sure I updated. Any other points, or somebody else want to share about namebase or HNS.id? No? Okay, we can move to the next. The next one is clarity on ordinals names, which I'm pretty familiar with the ordinals ecosystem. I've done videos, I've been pretty active in it. I even own some, to be honest. I hope you don't hate on me, but I did it almost for an experiment to learn the process. As I try to learn almost all these domain systems. So just what that title means, some of you may have seen, ordinals kind of came around February of this year in general. Ordinals are inscriptions on the Bitcoin blockchain. So they take a sat, a Satoshi, which is 1/100 millionth, I think, or basically it's like there's tons of them in each Bitcoin. And they etch in. I'm not totally sure how it's done, but they put the zeros and ones to represent a number, not a number, like a picture or kind of like an equivalent of NFT, but not really NFT. It's actually a Satoshi. It's fungible. So there's been people developing domain names on these ordinal inscriptions. Again, I don't think there's any plugins or solutions to make them work as traditional domain names that I'm aware of, but they're more saying, like, kind of like a lot of these other blockchain naming solutions, is a wallet address. And I think they are working towards or have gotten some of these ordinals wallets to support that for, like, transferring funds between them. And I can dig in more of, but I think the big issue that's come up is, well, even from the beginning, one of the first TLDs was .sats, SATS. And of course, I think anybody in the Handshake community knows our buddy John Harrison, the owner of .sats in the Handshake ecosystem, which was staked in early days. I think it was one of the earlier staked TLDs in the namebase registry and has registrations and sales going back to that through namebase registry, which was like probably some gateways, which are stuck, which are also in, Porkbun and Namecheap and others. So they're definitely sold in commercial use, and what I would define as commercial. I don't know. You think that's commercial use, Paul? Or that seems pretty commercial to me. But
Yep, but we are not
definitely.
as litigious as Stoppable Domain, so.
Yeah. So I guess the second part of why I said that, and Paul saying it's unstoppable domains for some reason doesn't seem to think that the dot sats on Handshake that has commercial, in my definition and Paul's definition of commercial use, is, and put them into their Web3 alliance and started selling dot sats domains on Unstoppable Domains system or whatever you want to call it, platform.
Completely
So of course,
contradicting
yeah.
their own logic for why they came after Dot Wallet on Handshake. So it's very, very strange.
Yeah, I mean,
Because they are
yeah, just
collaborating with Dot Sats Ordinals too. So it's like, what are y'all doing?
it's true. I mean, I try not to be, I don't like to be the hater, you know. I don't want to be a hater, you know, in life or business, but you know,
Oh, I'm
it's
a
not even a
huge
hater.
hater.
It's just it's not even, it's just like black and white, right? Like you just said, like they came after like with their legal team to stop Dot Wallet. And yet they on the other side during the lawsuit that's not even finished come back and do what they say that can't be done or shouldn't be done and do it. And, you know, I think Irwin's here. I think, you know, there's some smaller groups, and I think some of us are in on Telegram and other channels that are talking about it. And I think we just think that they've lost. They think that they've even accepted that they lost. But again, it's always it's legal stuff. I'm not an expert. And but I think, I don't know how much is public, but I think it's somewhat public is I think if you look up the case, I'm not sure how to look it up, but what I've been hearing from others is, you know, Sabo keeps kind of doing something to keep pushing the case, the court hearing further out into the future. So they just keep pushing it out and pushing it out. Like, I forget the legal terms, but they keep delaying the hearing because I think they feel like they're going to lose because they don't have a trademark and other things. So, yeah, I mean, I'm maybe going to ask more Paul on this. Your thought?
As cool?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you, you know, if, I mean, as the Dot Wallet case and, you know, the Unstoppable. Oh, Alex came into the room. Alex, I don't know if you want to come up still and talk about name based racial as to ID. I see you in the room. Just let us know. But back to this, you know, so back to Ordinal's wallets, you know, the other thing to note is they actually sell .x on Ordinals in the SATS registry system of Ordinals. So it's very, very confusing. It's very confusing, right? So, and I saw something, I think Irwin saw Twitter space and he saw, I think it's even on recording from Bradley Cam, I believe, one of the key people at Unstoppable saying, oh, as far as I know, I don't think there's anyone using .sats elsewhere. I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's an audio itself, but I saw, I think it was Irwin say on Twitter or a picture or something. I don't know. But I'm like,
yeah,
you really
that's,
can't.
That's he's being very cheeky. Very cheeky there.
Yep. So it's really unfortunate, and but you know the cool thing a little bit about our side, you know, is you know I think it was Noel.tx or HeyTX, you know, he saw the tweets or you know the cool thing is we're this kind of like decentralized group of people like looking it out, right? Like maybe the lawyers in the case on our side didn't see this because they're not following all these news, so we have this kind of like distributed network of ears on the ground, like sending this information to each other, you know, which I think is pretty awesome. But yeah, this is just kind of really, it just seems hypocritical. You know, I mean, take your hat and my handshake hat off. Obviously I'm on the handshaky camp, but it just doesn't, it just seems like hypocritical, whatever that word is. But yeah. But back to the ordinals itself, you know, they can't be stopped either. Those .x's sold or inscribed on the blockchain of Bitcoin. Obviously, you can't go back and remove them. There's also other cases in the ordinals space about the Bored Apes being inscribed on the Bitcoin ordinals protocol and bought and sold. And there's been legal letters sent to those marketplaces, like Magic Eden is a top marketplace for ordinals, and ordinalswallet.com is another top ordinals. And I believe what happened with the .x of ordinals was there was some kind of legal or some kind of scare or messaging to Magic Eden because it used to be there and it was taken off, and it was taken off of Ordinals Wallet. But that doesn't mean the domain is gone. It's still in the owner's wallet of ordinals or within the Bitcoin protocol ecosystem. So just some color into that. But I mean, I did see some people, why doesn't Unstoppable sell the ordinals.x? They're selling ordinals.sats, you know. It's just Yeah, it just kind of doesn't make sense to me. And I think there were some complaints that the .x of ordinals was kind of complaining even to the .sats registry, like, hey, you guys are cooperating with them, but they're also sending legal letters to take our .x off of the ordinals marketplaces, but you're cooperating with them. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's it's a shit show, I guess I'll say. Yeah, they're just trying to say what is, they're trying to basically say what's good and what's not good, and they're the centralized authority to decide in the Web3 ecosystem what's right and wrong.
Well, I think a positive thing to come out of all this is that Unstoppable is positioning themselves as the company to basically force the people who are in crypto for the right reasons and people in, who are in crypto for the wrong reasons. It's they are creating a divide, and most people, well, pretty much everyone I've seen who actually cares about crypto look at Unstoppable and they're just like, what the hell is this? So yes, they have lots of VC money and dollars, but that can't save you in the long run. And so I think what we'll see over the next year is they are going to lose their dominance, and it could even get to a point where public outcry might force some of their browser partners to just drop, just be like, yeah, you are making us look bad. It's just like we all of our users have a bad taste in their mouths because of what y'all do, and it's weird. So I mean, yeah, it's working out for them right now, but long term, especially in crypto, which is kind of like the antithesis of everything that's wrong with the world today in some aspects, it's like, yeah, they're going to end up pushing themselves out.
Yeah. So another way of saying it is, yeah, you see their own holders getting more and more upset. If you read the comments, it's not handshake people, but there's their own customers or whatever they are, holders
I
that are
love
saying
that.
like, yeah, I don't know what to call them. I guess they're holders or customers, but we're directors, right, Paul? I mean, everybody on this call, we're a part of this, like anybody can do this Twitter space. I know people are kind of asking for anyway, and that's a cool thing I think that you and I like about this is, but they're customers, and their customers are saying on their tweets, hey, why are you adding another dot sess? Why are you adding another dot go? What about my dot whatever? What about my dot whatever? In NFT world, which I do try to my best to keep up on a study, that's called dilution, right? I mean, I guess anywhere is called dilution. And that's, there's Azuki. I don't know how much you follow NFT world, but Azuki is another kind of popular collection of NFTs. And they came out with another collection called the Elementals. And they didn't show what it would be until you bought it, which I think is common in NFT space. But after the reveal, it's a real joke. I don't have anything to do with Azuki. I don't buy. I don't. I'm not like. I have nothing to do with it. Collect. I kind of like the art, honestly. But I don't. I wonder. But what people got so mad because even when they even sold it first to their own owners or holders, this secret one. But it looked almost the same as the original one. There was some small tweaks, but it looked almost the same. You can look. Anybody here interested can just compare Azuki to Azuki Elementals,
Yikes.
and they're. I think they got like millions of dollars in ETH, from that. And the people are upset. They're even like trying to make a DAO like court thing against the founders because they said you just diluted us with almost this match. And if you can look at the collection yourself, the analytics, it's just dropped like a rock in the last 2 or 3 months. And I bring that up because I feel like that's what Unstoppable is been doing, right? I mean, because people complain about Handshake having all these TLDs and et cetera, but that's and so, the dot go. I don't even know. I think H&S Broker shared it to me. Did they just come up with that one? Or was that around? Dot go TLD? I don't even know. I just saw them promoting it.
Is that a ICANN TLD?
I went to Unstoppable Domains and I did a search, and it's now for sale. I could get like 8349 posts, 6 QQRs for 300 or four. I think $400. I can buy like I put like random like 8-word, 8-character search, and it's like $400 to get a .go for that random string of words I put in. So I think they're selling them on Unstoppable for $400, at least as of now. Without coupon, I don't know. They're probably doing coupon codes, etc. But without a
Okay,
coupon, it's 400.
I just did a quick search. .go is not an ICANN name yet. Wow. Okay. I cannot imagine that never being an ICANN name at some point. Well, kudos to
It's a
them.
reserved name, a name base, or a handshake. It might even be double checking there, but actually, maybe that leads us to the happening. Or do we want to, you know, I feel like we, yeah, I don't want to keep being like a UD bat that
Yeah, we
here,
could
but
just
you
move
know,
on.
I think we kind of covered that enough here, which leads to the happening. Maybe this .go, it doesn't say, you know, one thing about name base, it just says it's reserved, but it might be coming in the happening. So, well, you know, happening, do you know happening? Who that actually, I think Noel's great. Was it Noel that came up with that word?
I think he might have, or if he didn't, he certainly po popularized it in his latest update.
So, you want to share what
Hey, I don't know if you guys can hear me very well. It's really noisy here, sorry. But I'll check on the Rithik, what he posted on his link to see if it goes on one of those that are going to be coming up.
Oh, sweet.
Sorry, I'm in Vegas for DEF CON and Black Hat, so it's really noisy here, sorry.
Nice.
No problem. Thanks. Save the doctor. Go.com. It's reserved for go.com, the Go TLD on Handshake. So, another hack or trick or tip or whatever. I'd still miss the DNS.live, but you know, Eskimo Jordan made H our Handshake.rsvp on Web2 or ICANN domain. You can put it up and you can search TLD and it will show you. It is reserved, but it will show you why it's reserved. So it's reserved because of go.com. And they haven't claimed it yet.
And that's
And it's 500 DNS to
go.com
them if
is
they did
owned
it.
by Disney.
Got it. So that's the reason it's reserved on Handshake. You can't see that by default in the name base system. But Handshake.rsvp shows that. So again, we welcome Disney, like you said, to come and claim it and get 503 Handshake coin, which is, you know, not a lot, obviously, right now, $6 US value. But they would also get the Go TLD. But maybe Unstoppable checks Handshake first, maybe, but they before they issue them, I don't know. Maybe. But it does show reserve, but happening. I think just save the doctor says Go will be available for the happening, right? Paul, even I'm not fully up to date, I'll be a little bit honest. Do you want to, are you able to or willing to share the happening? I can keep it open,
Well, I
but
am
I don't even.
also not fully up to date on that. I do know that it's something like thousands of names are going to become available in February, which is insane. This feels like it's going to be like the beginning of Handshake again 3 years later. So that's very exciting.
Yeah. Going
Oh.
back, I got a DM somebody. The Go domain was launched on XDC network. I hope it's okay to say who sent me this, but HNS Broker, thank you. He sent me a link to a Yahoo Finance article that .go is for sale. Oh, I don't have a link inside the Twitter space, but
Can you just make it a pinned tweet? Or, well, I guess you would have to tweet about it first and then make it pinned. Oh, what happened to Mike? Okay, well, I will continue talking about the happening. 78,439 names will become available for auction around January 31st to February 3rd next year, 2024. Most of those names will probably be meh, but there's definitely going to be a lot of awesome names to come out. So definitely take advantage of the low H&S price right now. If you could find a way to buy it, because it seems like all the exchanges I used to use are now like just not usable for buying H&S right now.
Okay, I apologize again. I seem to have the worst luck with Twitter Spaces over the years. And I was using my laptop, and I had a tab open. I think when I had a second tab, it started echoing, and I tried to pause it, and it broke it. And then when I got back in, it didn't have my recording or my voice working for most people, but others. So it seems like speakers could hear us, but the audience and the recording couldn't. So I am doing this on Saturday morning as a supplementary add-on of some highlights from this Twitter space in August 10, 2023, summer. So I'll go through the four different main topics, and I'll also add a little bit of a extra element and comments from some feedback. So we first started with HNS.id and namebase updates, and I learned from Paul here that it seems like it might be a few more months based on the namebase Discord he had seen just the day before. I think we're all anxiously awaiting, and I was just commenting that Aaron or AOX is a very talented developer from the ENS community and wants to make sure the smart contracts and everything is secure and bug free. So I would of course always feel like that's a top priority. So I'm still very excited to see this, and it might just be a few more months. The second topic was ordinals domains. There are Bitcoin ordinals. We've even a Sky included on a video about it. I'm bullish on ordinals generally. One element or dimension of the ordinals inscriptions on Bitcoin sats is the .sats registry and various TLDs that they are creating or is being created on the ordinals protocol inscriptions, and one being .sats. And our good friend John Harrison is the owner of .sats in the Handshake ecosystem before ordinals was ever even conceived. And selling them on major registrars such as Namecheap and Porkbun and Circa and others, with active customers and people with their usernames and Twitter, etc. Which is fine, it's fine. But what we noticed was Unstoppable Domains partnered with the .sats and is selling .sats, saying that no one else is colliding with them and it's okay to resell them, and as when Airdrop says piggyback, he's saying, going with that momentum, using that momentum to bridge the Bitcoin maxis or the ordinal users into the Unstoppable ecosystem, which is a very smart marketing play. Our gripe here as handshakers is .sats does have a collision, and in Handshake and on Namecheap and on various registrars. So we had some back and forth, some of the people in the space saying that, like, why is that Unstoppable's fault? And the TLDR is they sued .wallet in Handshake because they had .wallet, and they said collisions are bad and there should be no collisions and we should respect the first of commercial use. So the big question is, what is commercial use to the UD fam? Is it using it, selling it? Because for sure it's been sold to end users for quite some time in the Handshake protocol on very major registrars. So anyways, it was some back and forth, but I don't think Paul or I got heated or angry about it. Of course, it's frustrating for us in the Handshake ecosystem, but it just feels like hypocrites. They're suing .wallet on Handshake for collisions, and yet they're taking a collision and promoting on their platform, and it's their choice. But anyway, so that was going back and forth a bit. I hope that's clear. And the third part is the happening, it's called. I think it's credited to Hey
Noel.tx or Noel for that name, or at least promoting that name. What is happening? It's the name of the soft fork where a lot of these reserved names from like Alexa 100K and others will be released into the wild for auctions at the very beginning of 2024. Paul and I both were still not totally sure what the exact list will be. Nodar's working super hard and other developers on confirming that list. And I think maybe the top 1,000 is taken out, will be continue to be reserved, but there's still a lot of amazing ones. So we're just, I guess you can say, speculating or commenting on the excitement this could bring the community and maybe what could happen in the coin price and the marketplaces and the auction places at the beginning of the year. Of course, not financial advice, et cetera, et cetera. And fourth major point was talking about LoadPipe. What is that? I did recently make a SkyInclude video on our YouTube channel for you to check out. But, you know, I still feel I love to be transparent and open and building in the public, but it's still very early stage. But the main highlights is I think a lot of it came after the HandyCon event. But Andrew Lee and I have been talking, and we, through a group and an investment company, I will be the CEO of the new Purse or LoadPipe. We will be, it's already been signed and announced. You can check it on purse.io, but we have purchased the company and we'll be transferring that to a new structure and restructuring everything. And it's a humongous thing that'll happen, finalize in the October. So it's super exciting. And it'll be Web3 e-commerce protocol. Super, super great, because as you know, I love Handshake, and you know, Purse was very much part of creating Handshake, as well as I'm an e-commerce seller in my day job or my career for many, many years, being here in Asia and China and sourcing and selling and Amazon and eBay. And I really want to bring all that experience and knowledge into the blockchain world. So expect to hear more. Even Paul was saying, maybe I don't share too much yet. thanks, Paul. And thanks for everybody for listening. That's at loadpipe.com, or you can follow it also on purse.io for now. And thank you again. Again, I really so much apologize about the Twitter space. Honestly, I get nervous every single time. I don't know, my phone crashes. I don't have an iPhone or iOS, so I don't know, maybe it's my devices. But I do apologize for those. I hope this helps a little bit to make up for my technical difficulties, but I have learned how to do it on a laptop much better, so that should mean much better Twitter spaces from handshake.mastermind in the near future. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.